Welcome, welcome to our show.
Welcome, welcome.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
Welcome, 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 welcome.
Why don't you just start by introducing yourself?
Welcome to the program. Can I get a pew-pew for the fans?
No idea what that means.
Welcome to your fantasy.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Today's show has the potential to be the finest I've ever done. I say that with no fear of contradiction. Thanks so much for joining us. Hope you had a great weekend. My weekend was not so great. A dear friend of mine got into some pretty serious trouble, and going to be talking about that this morning. You probably know him, Alex Coogan, and you might not know of the trouble that he has allegedly caused. So we're going to do going to talk about the elephant in the middle of the living room here in the Upper Ohio Valley. It is the Belmont Buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
He was arrested. There's a picture of him in a busted newspaper. I guess it's a mugshot. Heartbreaking stuff regarding Alex Coogan, who I care about greatly. I must tell you, I care about him greatly. So we'll be talking about that, no question. Also talking about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He is someone who really deeply cares about your kids and your grandkids and their safety, their health, and he's raising some very disturbing questions about autism and what has caused autism. He's also raising very serious concerns regarding this guy, Anthony Fauci, who I warned you about years ago on my show, and it cost me greatly being shadow banned and throttled on social media. I'm being kicked off of YouTube, actually. But I knew the guy was a liar almost from the beginning, and I shared that information with you. Channel 7, in their desperate attempt to get clicks for their failing TV station, had a story with the dishonest headline. Dishonest is too strong a word, but it was deceptive. The headline is RFK to launch an autism registry using private medical records. And so anyone who is a civil libertarian like me looked at that and said, my God, what? But then you read the story and you realize this is not a privacy issue at all. This is an autism issue. And it's about time we started doing some research about how bad the problem is and what really caused it. We're going to be talking about that. Also talking about this union member who is standing up for the sheet metal workers, Local 33 in Wheeling, standing up for an illegal alien, that guy from El Salvador, who is accused of beating his wife and being involved in MS-13, that horrible gang. Well, there's a guy in Wheeling, a union guy, who is standing up for his fellow union member, illegal alien. So we'll be talking about that as well. Also, you might not know her name. I've got it here somewhere. Where did I put this thing here now? Okay, Virginia Giuffre. Virginia Giuffre, you probably don't know her name, but you probably know her as the then teenage girl on Epstein Island who claims that she was raped by many of the men on that island, especially by Prince Andrew from England. She was the first one, as far as I know, who went public saying, yes, that I was trafficked and I was there for men if you're underage, to rape me. And that's what apparently they all did there at Epstein Island. Well, she showed a tremendous amount of courage stepping forward and saying, this is who I am. I'm Virginia Giuffre. And oh, by the way, one of her posts on Twitter, one of her tweets, I'm making it publicly known that in no way, shape, or form am I suicidal. I've made this known to my therapist and GP, general practitioner, I guess. If something happens to me in the sake of my family, do not let this go away and help me to protect them. Too many evil people want to see me quieted. Virginia Jufri. Guess what happened to her in Australia? First, she was hit by a bus. That didn't kill her. And then a few days after that, she committed suicide. That's the official version of what happened to her. Now, some of the cynics in our listening audience, maybe you, might be thinking to yourself, oh, they suicided her. Well, I have no evidence of that. It's just one of those little coincidences that seem to happen to anyone who dares to expose what the deviants of the deep state do. So the official version is this Virginia Jufri, who was the first woman, then a teenage girl, saying, yeah, I was trafficked on Epstein Island. They raped me, Prince Andrew. She survived the bus incident, but she couldn't survive the suicide incident. So now she's gone. And we're still waiting for the Trump administration, Pam Bondi, to release all the names of the people who went to Epstein Island and to start bringing charges. I guess you can't bring any charges now against Prince Andrew or anyone like who is connected to this Virginia Jufri because she committed suicide. Lucky break for Prince Andrew, I'm guessing, and all the other men who raped her, allegedly. Lucky them. Still waiting for the Epstein Island report. Still waiting for the charges. Still waiting for the names. And waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. I wonder who's going to commit suicide. Oh, wait, that's enough. I wonder who's going to commit suicide next. Not me. By the way, not me. I want to go on record as saying that I am not suicidal just because I talk about Epstein Island and keep asking the feds. Now, this is the Trump administration. This is Pam Bondi, who said that she had the report on her desk weeks ago. Still nothing. What the hell are they waiting for? There's one school of thought. We'll get to Alex Coogan in just a bit. There's one school of thought on X Twitter. It seems to be pretty credible. I want to stress I don't have any smoking gun evidence, but it seems plausible. Let's put it that way. It seems plausible that Epstein Island was, in fact, a blackmailing operation created by the Israeli secret intelligence agency, Mossad. Mossad is very, very, very good. And the thought is that this was a Mossad operation. And there are all sorts of examples used by the theorists saying, well, here's a connection, there's a connection, you know, all sorts of connections. Maybe true, maybe not, I don't know. But it would explain why the federal government, whether it's the Biden administration and now the Trump administration, is not releasing the list of names. Because maybe they've all been blackmailed by Mossad. Maybe they're still being blackmailed. Maybe there's some important names there, like, well, like who the hell knows, that are being blackmailed. And if that comes out, it'll be devastating if the theory is true. It would be devastating for Israel. It would be devastating for the Middle East. It'd be devastating for our relationships with them and with our government, because my guess is our government was up to its eyeballs with this Epstein Island thing. That's my guess. I don't know what other explanation there could possibly be after all of this, but another victim, suicide, I mean, committed suicide, Virginia Jufri, Prince Andrew breathing a deep sigh of relief. Anytime you try to expose the feds and all the deviants in the deep state, you run the risk of being suicided. of course, Jeffrey Epstein. But a few years before that, there was a woman called the DC Madam. She was a woman who ran a prostitution ring in DC. And there were many, apparently, very many famous people who used her high-end call girls. She was arrested. She was put in prison. Guess what happened to her after, I think, about a year in prison? Guess what happened to her? Yeah. Suicide. It's always suicide. Just, you know, just one of those things. Virginia Giuffre. How many more? How much longer before we're going to find out? How much longer? All right. Alex Coogan. Should I start talking about it now? We got a break coming up, or should I talk after? This is hard for me. I got to tell you, this is hard for me. I like Alex. I like Alex a lot. I think he's a very good man. I think he has a very big heart. But he also seems to be, and I want to stress seems, I don't know, seems to be his own worst enemy. And anything that I'm saying to you, I would say to Alex if he was sitting on the other side of this desk. It seems to me that he is his own worst enemy. For those of you who don't know, well, God, the break. We got a break coming up here. I'll talk about Alex Coogan in just a little bit. But there are some other things that I want to address. One of them is Cheryl Atkinson. She had a tweet saying that my investigation documented that murder, suicide, car accident, cancer death, alcohol death, and more all counted as COVID deaths. At least one half of the COVID deaths in Colorado, probably more, were actually not COVID deaths. They discovered the same thing recently in Greece. I discovered this many years ago and shared this information with my listeners on my radio show, right here. I discovered many years ago that if the person, I know it's going to sound crazy, but I'm telling you, it's been this way for years, and I paid a very steep price regarding being shadow banned and throttled and all over social media, because I was one of the first to tell my listeners, here's the way the game is being played. If the in doing an autopsy of someone, if there's any indicator that that person had COVID, they mark it down as the cause of death. In fact, I had this discussion with a nurse who worked and may still work at the health department in Marshall County. I said, so you're telling me, and I'm paraphrasing here, she was lovely. She was telling me the truth. I believe her. And it's been this way all across the country, but I wanted to do a local angle of it, so I went to Marshall County. And again, I'm paraphrasing, but she said that if there's a car accident, if I'm in a car accident and I die in Marshall County, and they do an autopsy on me, and they discover that I had COVID, even though I died in a car accident, I didn't wear my seatbelt or, you know, whatever, the death would be listed as COVID or COVID-related. Just because I had COVID, they discovered that in the autopsy. And now as more and more people are finding out what I've been saying for years, by the way, this was not hidden information. If I learned about it, it was certainly not hidden. You have to do some work, but I did. But now more and more people are realizing that so many of those supposed COVID deaths weren't COVID at all. And I don't care whether it's Greece or Colorado or Marshall County or anywhere else. When I call it a plandemic, that's what it was.